Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE, sponsored by Logistics Plus. Today we are talking with Gretchen Blau and Scott Motter to get an update on the company's customs bonded warehousing. Gretchen manages customs brokerage and compliance for Logistics Plus, and Scott manages safety, compliance, and warehousing. Gretchen and Scott, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Gretchen, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your role with Logistics Plus?
I'm the customs brokerage manager. We started our own customs brokerage division back in 2014, so about 10 years ago now. And we have a team of six people now. And we work with our ops team to file customs entries for all of our shipments that come into the U.S.
Great. And Scott, what was your path to LP and what is your role today?
Yeah, so I've been with Logistics Plus for almost 6 years now. I worked in the oil and gas industry prior, doing anything from logistics, safety, compliance, project management. Now I help oversee some of our regional warehouses around Erie and provide support for all of our warehouses with safety and compliance. So lots of hats, lots of fun stuff.
And Gretchen, let's go ahead and turn to you now, because really the main topic for today is we'd like to discuss your new customs bonded warehouse in Strongsville, Ohio. Can you tell us all about what the customs bonded warehouse process is and what it's all about?
Sure. So what we have to do when we apply for a bonded warehouse is we have to go through, all of our procedures, make sure everything is up to snuff when it comes to the security in the warehouse. Our employees have to undergo background checks with Customs and Border Protection, CBP. We have to give information regarding insurance on the goods in the warehouse and the warehouse itself. We have to let customs know what our security system is, what we're going to have in the warehouse, what the value of the goods in the warehouse, and just put all this information together in an organized format, submit it to CBP, and then they come out and inspect everything, make sure everything is working as we say it does. And then they go over everything, the application, the inspection, and whatnot. And after, in this case, a little over a month, they issue us bonded status, which allows us to hold goods in the warehouse that have not been cleared through customs, released by customs. So we really have to show that our warehousing is up to par. I'm not going to say it's an easy process, but when things are run like we normally run them in the warehouse, it makes it a heck of a lot easier. Scott runs a tight ship. And that just translates well to the customs bonding process. If you run a good warehouse, you can run a good bonded warehouse. So that really shows in this situation.
So really, Gretchen, it's really more a set of higher standards.
Yes, exactly. We have to work with CBP to make sure that these goods that haven't been released from CBP custody, they trust us with them.
Understood. And Scott, as Gretchen alluded to, I understand you oversaw the opening of the new Strongsville, Ohio warehouse, among others. When exactly did you open the new warehouse? And you manage other warehouses for LP as well. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, not a problem. So we opened in mid-October in Strongsville. We had a customer come to us early midsummer, needed space in Ohio for a project they were doing. So not having a building in that area, we went out, found the building we wanted, opened in October, and they've been unloading freight for the last 3 or 4 months. We're getting fuller. There's definitely opportunity to grow, potentially additional buildings, additional space in Cleveland as we grow there. But yes, also help with our regional warehouses, regional to Erie and Meadville. We have multiple warehouses in Erie, also in Jamestown, New York. So we've got a lot of different things going on in the area. Most of those came up on customer need. So as you know from past interviews with a lot of our staff, our customers are very important to us, that they're the reason we grow. So as their you know, scope of work or their markets change, we've got to be able to change with them. So that's what we've done with Strongsville, and it's going to be a permanent location for us. And we're excited to be in the Cleveland area.
Gretchen, back to the customs bonded warehouse to you just for a moment. What are the reasons, what are the strategic reasons for LP obtaining customs bonding for its Strongsville warehouse? And what are the benefits really to your customers?
Well, the main benefit is that the duty doesn't have to be paid until the goods leave the warehouse because they're still under customs custody. The reason that we chose to bond the Cleveland warehouse is we had a customer that had a lot of holds at the port for the Forced Labor Act, and that means that the importer has to prove that each component in the goods that they import was not created with forced labor. So that's a long, lengthy process. And when things sit at the port, at the terminal, they're paying terminal storage fees. The only solutions that there are is to sit at the port and pay those high fees or move it to a bonded warehouse where the warehousing is substantially lower than the terminal fees. So that's why we are doing that. You know, everyone knows about the China tariffs and whatnot, but this is an added layer to it because most of these forced labor investigations take place with goods being brought in from China, or the components are brought in from China, not necessarily the finished goods. So that kind of gives an added layer to imports from China. And we're trying to save our customers a lot of money by letting the goods sit in the bonded warehouse as they await exam by CBP.
Scott, is this really a differentiator for LP in garnering new business because of the customs bonded warehousing?
Oh, definitely. We have many customers that have their struggle and are having issues with finding bonded warehouses. So this just definitely adds to, you know, LP's capabilities and what we can do for our customers and be that one-stop shop. So just expands our portfolio and what we can do for our customers. It's going to open up more doors. And we have current customers right now that, you know, as we get going, and as Gretchen said, we just got approval in Strongsville. So we have customers ready to send freight in there as we speak. So this is a great thing for LP. It's a great thing for our customers for sure.
And aside from the forced labor issue, the location's kind of ideal as well for anyone who wants to bring in a shipment from overseas and then maybe divide it up once it gets into the bonded warehouse and send some of it to Canada. You know, same with they could also export to Mexico as well. That's not quite as quick a trip from Cleveland, but in theory, that's what can happen. It doesn't have to necessarily do with the Forced Labor Act.
Understood. Gretchen, let me ask you a follow-up question. Obviously, LP has experienced astounding growth overall, astounding growth with their warehousing and so forth. In 2024, do you believe LP planning on obtaining customs bonding for any other warehouses in the near future?
Yes, we actually have a pending application in Phoenix, which kind of sounds weird, like it's out in the middle, you know, of the Southwest. But one thing we've run into is there's an incredible shortage of bonded warehousing in LA Long Beach. And part of the reason for that is that the traffic out there is so problematic because CBP will only drive between 60 and 90 minutes. So there's a boundary with the 605 out there. I'm not terribly up to date on my geography in that area, but it's a very small area that they will cover. So that limits the number of warehouses in the LA Long Beach area. And we all know how busy that port is. So our solution is to bond our existing warehouse in Phoenix, truck goods down there and store them there in a customs bonded warehouse once that's approved. In addition, we're also looking at bonding our Memphis warehouse and one, maybe two warehouses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So really, Gretchen, it's all about the client base regionally being able to, once again, as Scott said earlier, really going above and beyond to fill your clients' needs. With this status, LP is doing just that, aren't they?
Correct. We have a lot of customers actually come to us after they've worked with other brokers, worked with other forwarders that aren't as flexible, can't pivot like we do. And they're, like Scott said, the one-stop shopping is too hard to resist sometimes, where we can, you know, do all these things and find these solutions for our customers.
Scott, back to you. Warehouse and fulfillment solutions have really been a key part of Logistics Plus's growth the past several years. I'd love for you to comment on that. And then what does LP overall warehousing footprint look like today?
Yeah, our growth has been tremendous. It's been awesome to be part of it. And like we've said, it's our customers that allow us to grow. So anytime they have issues, problems, need a solution, that's what we're here for, to help provide that. And that's honestly been a huge part of our growth. Right now, we have approximately 25 warehouses in the U.S. with over 6 million square feet of space. I know about 4 or 5 years ago, we weren't even close to that. We were, you know, right around a million, maybe under a million square feet. So we've had some crazy growth. We opened up 4 new warehouses in the fourth quarter of 2023. So crazy, crazy way to end the year. It's great. So new warehouses in Strongsville, as we mentioned, Memphis, also in the Dallas area, and then also another one in the LA market as well. So it's been incredible. We're putting up new buildings and we're filling them. And then we're also looking, you know, for additional space in those markets. A lot of times, you know, once we open those buildings and the customers come in and our service level is what retains them, it also helps us with the growth as well. So we've had some tremendous growth, some great customers that have helped us grow, and we've grown with them. They've grown with us. So it's been awesome and really cool to see.
Scott, that end of 2023 growth is pretty impressive as you're laying out all those openings that you did. Are there any other new expansions that you're able to share with us?
Yeah, actually, within the next couple of weeks, we're working on opening our new Miami, Florida warehouse. It'll be 180,000 square feet. We currently have a smaller warehouse in Miami, so this will add to that. And then also, we're looking at opening an additional temp controlled building in our Dallas Fort Worth area. So lots of things going on, possibilities in Kansas City and some other locations as well. So as these needs come in, we're pivoting and making it happen for our customers. And a lot of times, you know, it takes one customer for us to get into a market and then we grow from there. So it's really cool to see. And it's going to be an exciting 2024. I can tell you that.
It really does sound like a typical start to the year for Logistics Plus, doesn't it, in terms of growth and satisfying client needs?
For sure, for sure.
Gretchen, I know this has been a challenge in terms of getting products into the United States for some of your clients. Is there anything new on the overall customs brokerage side of things? How are importers faring getting their products into the United States?
Well, the forced labor holds are really presenting a challenge. The China duty, the 25% or the 7.5%, depending on the commodity, was challenging, but that was more of a landed cost shift where they just had to account for that extra tariff on everything. And they continued to pay it because maybe the sourcing wasn't available, maybe they didn't want to change their sourcing. But this Forced Labor Act is really presenting a challenge to importers as far as China goods go, or China components in finished goods from other countries, because things are just sitting so long. I mean, it's a 3 to 6 month wait period, and the storage costs actually probably exceed that 25% tariff. So, you know, everyone has to have all their ducks in a row to make sure that things are not sourced with components that were produced with forced labor. And everyone has had so far their ducks in a row, but it still sits for a really long time, even when you're doing the right thing. So that is the major challenge that we're facing.
Now, Gretchen, I got to tell you, I've interviewed you now 3 or 4 times throughout the years at Logistics Plus. Now, I'm told that you've actually taken your knowledge to the next level by making regular appearances on National Public Radio and the Kyle Rizdahl Marketplace Show, which is a fantastic show. Can you talk a little bit about how that came together and some of the information you're sharing on Kyle's show?
So I listened to Make Me Smart with Kai Ryssdal and Molly Wood at the time, and, you know, sent in an email. I can't even remember exactly what it was. I think it was about FDA, importing FDA products, and stated that I was a customs broker. And this happened to be back when the China tariffs, the 301 tariffs, first started. And so they noticed that I was a customs broker. They had me on Make Me Smart first. And I guess I broke it down to where the regular consumer can understand all this stuff pretty well. They were asking me some questions about how the China duties will impact consumers, who would really be paying the China duties. And I broke it down to, you know, the steel tariffs are coming along, the aluminum tariffs are coming along, and I have a roof on my house that needs replaced. So therefore, I'm booking the contractor prior to these duties going into place. And Kai, I think, really appreciated the practical example of how the tariffs will work for normal people. So that's what they've been asking me about on Marketplace so far. You know, are you going to get your back to school supplies in time? Are you going to get your Christmas gifts in the stores in time? You know, just kind of the practical, how this affects me in normal life versus, you know, all these laws and regulations that typically make people's eyes glaze over when you discuss them. So it's been kind of cool. Like, I still am always surprised when they call me, to be perfectly honest, because, you know, I'm sitting in Erie, Pennsylvania. So it's been a really cool experience.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful thing for you, a wonderful thing for Logistics Class, and candidly, a great thing also for the NPR audience, because it sounds like you're really providing a practical way in terms of how it relates to the average listener.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. And Scott and Gretchen, let's talk about, we have some time left. Are there any other timely topics or new things going on in the world of logistics you'd like to mention before we close out today's Business Spotlight?
Yeah, I'll start. Like I said, we've got some new warehouses coming online here in 2024. We're also doing some cool things with our food grade storage program. So we're working with some consultants to help better our programs and our procedures for handling food grade clients. So we're working to be SQF certified, and that's going to allow us to make sure we have the correct processes in place. We're doing the right food safety initiatives within our buildings to help provide the level of service that's needed by our food grade clients. So it's really cool. It's one of the things that's going to help us grow, you know, especially with food grade. It's also going to make sure we're being compliant. We're doing the right things, and we're keeping that food logistics network safe, at least doing our part. So should open some more doors for us and help us fill some of these buildings. So.
And Gretchen, anything with you in terms of other things you'd like to mention in the world of logistics?
One warehouse that I forgot to mention was our Chicago warehouse. And we had partnered up with Kuehne+Nagel that had occupied part of the space, and they had operated the bonded warehouse there. We've taken over the space, and we're in the process of bonding that section under Logistics Plus. Chicago has a very stringent application process, and every port is a little bit different. So basically what we have to do out there is get everything ready, take pictures of everything, and send that with the application before they will actually inspect the warehouse. So it's a little bit of a longer process, but, you know, we're working our way through it. And, you know, it's very, very close to ORD Airport, so O'Hare Airport. So that'll be very convenient for our customers. And, you know, it's in a major hub right in the middle of the country, and that will provide bonded warehousing for anyone who needs it, and in a very convenient location.
Gretchen and Scott, thanks so much for being with us today. And once again, if one of our listeners has questions about the whole concept of customs bonded warehousing or wanted to learn more about warehousing in general at Logistics Plus, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can check us out online at logisticsplus.com. We have, you know, all the social media sites, or just give us a call and one of our team members would be more than happy to help put you in the right direction and take care of any questions or needs you may have.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.